lineup tonight, then, it's a midweek visit. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Our roving international travel ace is back out and about on the roads. I have a clue now. One just before 11, and then the man himself about 11:15 tonight. This week's location is literally just across the border from CERN, the largest particle physics laboratory in the world, and home to the Large Hadron Collider. The writer Voltaire owned a home here for 20 years, contributed much to the town. It's officially renamed itself to include his name. Okay, there's a bit of a good clue, isn't it? 81333RUSS, if you can help me out. Me, personally, clueless, but you're much smarter than me. On WhatsApp, 08000 321 333. Start your WhatsApp with the word Russ. Another clue coming up just before 11. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Clue number two for Andy Mossack then. So it's, well, CERN. I mean, off the top of my head, I'm thinking CERN's in Switzerland. I know that much. It's like, I'm very much, you know, that's about as much as I understand about what happens there. Although I did watch when it happened, you remember when they switched on the Large Hadron Collider? Obviously, cheap double entendres everywhere. But the one program that made it all make sense was Dr. Brian May in conversation with Alan Alda, which I remember watching. And they were talking about the Large Hadron Collider, which is true. They're both, you know, huge science. Well, obviously, it's Dr. Brian May, but so is Alan Alda. He has his own center in the States for communicating the sciences, which I never knew until relatively recently. So now it makes sense he did that show when they switched it on. But it's over the border from that. So I know it's, well, that's in Switzerland. He said over the border. So I'm presuming it's France. He's back in sort of, was it southeast France? I mean, it's lovely. And if I remember correctly, CERN is in Geneva, which is a beautiful city, but so Geneva's not the answer. So I can tell you what the answer isn't, but I need help to track down exactly where he is. Neil in Skegby. Good evening, Neil. This is nice. What do we got here? Straight plum. Oh, you're going for Geneva. Okay. Okay, but you're going for Geneva. Cobfather. Hey, Cobfather. Fernie. Oh, no. Okay. Fernie. I'm taking it. That's the other side of the board. So Bob also going for Geneva. So's Pete as well. Well, thank you very much. We'll see what's going on. Mullitover. No need to rush. BBC Radio York. Thanks for all the help so far as we try to track down our roving international travel ace, Mr. Andy Mossack. Some good leads off of that first clue. Good leads as ever. Howevs, here is number two. If you've been holding back, maybe this is what you've been waiting for. Remember, the full travel log from Andy is coming up at 11:15. The awesome high mountain pass that is Col de la Fossile has been used as one of the most challenging stages in the Tour de France no less than 41 times. So all things considered, over the border from CERN, the Voltaire connection, and in the Tour de France no less than 41 times. Second thoughts? Has it confirmed your plump? 0800 389 3333 is the number on the phone where it's free. Also on Twitter, at Dame Edith Evans. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Can't wait to chat to him. A midweek treat is soon. Lindsay L coming up, also Maroon 5, She Will Be Loved, and speaker some of my favourite ever. I can't wait for this. You reach out, you feel the material of the passport in one hand, you've got a trolley suitcase behind you and a bag full of sweets for the plane ride. It's time to head abroad. Where you end up, nobody knows, but one man's already been there. Chances are, our weekly visit with the roving international travel ace, star of Sky News, and appearing on all sorts of different podcasts and stuff. Let's say a good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack. Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing all right, my friend. How have you been busy?
I know. It's ridiculous, isn't it? You know, I have to get an agent soon.
Well, so hang on, to fill us in then, catch us up with what's been going on, because we know that you were delayed. This is ages ago. You were delayed. You did an appearance on Sky News, which terrified me in the afternoon when you appeared on that.
I'm so sorry about that.
That's quite all right. Give me more warning next time. And then you were appearing on a podcast.
Well, I did a lot of things because I took this picture when I went at the Heathrow Terminal 5 when there was all these cancellations, of which one of them was mine, and the BBC picked it up, put it on their website. Everybody then wanted the picture for starters, so I had all the national press get in touch with me saying, "Can we use your picture?" Because I literally had broke the story, so you know, just ridiculously. So we got a few TV stations said, can you come on, did all of that. And then ITN got hold of me for the Channel 4 podcast. And they said, will you come in and do a podcast about what's happening in the travel sector right now? And, you know, how do you see it panning out? So we had a really nice afternoon up there and it came out this week.
Oh, so, excellent. Where do we find that, Andy?
On the Channel 4 website, I believe.
Brilliant.
And nice half an hour of me just whittling around and talking about all the different aspects of travel that seem to be affected and how my personal take on it all. So
good stuff.
I think it's radio gold.
It's if you don't mind me saying, I think it's a damn fine listen.
I do indeed. Unmissable, old chap. Unmissable.
I think at least unmissable. Now, funnily enough, all of that, I think the flight that you were delayed on at Heathrow is what was scheduled to get you to where you are now, isn't it? So this is the delayed trip.
Yeah. So, I was going for this Cuban festival, the Cuban dance festival they were putting on. And then, couldn't make it, so we rescheduled it, and here I am.
Excellent.
Loving every minute of it.
Now, this is, we've settled down on this, because you mentioned CERN, and then you said, well, I'm just over the border and all this. So we're coming to, forgive my pronunciation again, are you in the town here, or the commune, it probably is, of Ferney-Voltaire?
Well, I'm going to give it to you, definitely, because it's part of this particular region, yes.
Brilliant.
So, yes. Yeah, bullseye. Well done. Yes, it's Pays de Gex is actually the region. And Ferney-Voltaire is one of the towns in there. So, and I was there on Tuesday. So, absolutely. Well done. Yeah.
So, why?
It is. Go on.
I was going to say, you're never somewhere for no reason, Andy. Why are you there then? Or is it now the reason you were supposed to be going there? Has that already happened? Yeah. You've missed what you were originally supposed to be there for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I missed the actual festival, which is the second year it's run. Apparently, it was a great success, but they missed me and they just insisted that I come anyway. So here I am. And I must say, it's another beautiful, undiscovered corner of France. It really is. So this has been a sort of a wake-up call for me, really, because I for one had never heard of the region at all. And so when I heard about it and they said you're going to come, and it is quite unique, Russ, you know, this is so fascinating, because it's like a sausage shape region, and it's squeezed between the sort of Lake Geneva and the Jura Mountains here in France. So, by the way, Jura Mountains was weird, because I said to them, there's a Jura in Scotland, isn't there? There's the island of Jura. There's a really nice whiskey, Jura whiskey. So there must be a connection, but no one seemed to know. But it's spelt the same way too. So Jura is here. And it's so weird, because it's literally, to use a golfing parlance, you know, I'm a sandwich away from the Swiss border, literally. And so it's just weird, because practically everywhere you go, there's the border of Switzerland here. And so what happens is many people work in Switzerland but live here, because it's half the cost. It's much cheaper. than living in Switzerland, honestly. So it's, you pop across, it's just like a little commute, like, you know, 10 minutes down the road and you're in Switzerland. And conversely, a lot of Swiss come here, pop over here to shop for the same reason, because for them it's ridiculously cheap.
Now, so I've got to say something. I've been to. If you were looking at this and you didn't have like the country borders on the map, if you were looking at it, you would swear that it's basically just like a bit of a suburb of Geneva, is what you would think, yeah, looking at it on a map. And to be honest, I remember noticing when I've been to Geneva a couple of times, but I never really left the centre, is that pretty much, you know, the fence that goes around every airport, you know, that chainmail fence, is it's all of this. Geneva Airport, the chain fence, the other side from the terminal building, the furthest fence, that's actually the border with Switzerland. That's the border with France. Right. And it's just over there. So Hopsky is like two fields away.
I know. So when you come into Geneva Airport, I know you know there's a Swiss side and a French side. And you can you switch, you decide which exit you want to use. And if you go out of the, because it's really fancy, the Swiss one. So you've got the Swiss international sector. That's all fancy and really great. And if you go to the French side, it's like a tiny provincial airport. And it's got like one conveyor belt and one guard just standing there just wanting to see your passport. You know, it's lovely. You go along this exactly this fence to drive out, and you pass by all the border. You know, but you're staying in France. It's
so
weird.
What have you been up to then in Ferney-Voltaire and the area? What have you been doing? Yeah. It's the wrong time of year for the skiing, I would have thought, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's absolutely scorching here at the moment. It's like 38 degrees. It's absolutely scorching. Blue skies, sunshine, fabulous. So I went to Voltaire's Chateau.
Oh.
Built in 1758. And obviously, you know, author, philosopher, I was walking around with my fingers under my chin, trying to philosophize, you know. But he lived the last 20 years of his life there, and it's a really lovely museum. It's kind of like a chateau frozen in time, really. A beautiful place, really, really lovely. And obviously, he was a major influence for the French Revolution. So, you know, he's quite an important guy. And as I said in the clue, you know, they changed the name to put his name in, changed the name of the town to include his name. So that was a really nice visit. And there's a lovely spa town here called Divonne-les-Bains, which is beautiful, warm thermal baths everywhere. And there's a lake here, which in this same town, which is got a beach and some really groovy bars, and you know, it's just hanging out next to the lake on sand, and just basically beach bars, which is pretty cool to do. And then up in the Jura Mountains, again, just like 15 minutes away, there's this wonderful pass, the Col de la Fosse. You know, it's the mountain pass.
Mm.
And at the top of that, there's like tons of outdoor fun. Yesterday, I did this massive zip line ride. Then they got this luge, which is the toboggan on rails.
Did you have a go?
Of course, I had a go. I mean, it's, you know, absolutely. You know, you've got to do it. Did another electric scooter ride, which is fun, all around the sort of a mountain pass, which is great stuff. And they've got, I'll tell you what they do have here, which, you know, it was breathtaking for me. There's this fantastic fort. It's called the Fort L'Écluse. And it's a defensive castle actually built into the side of this cliff over the Rhone River. Beautiful 13th century place. You know, and I love walking around castles anytime, but this was great. And they had a high part and a low part of this castle complex. And there's 1,160 steps to the top, and I walked them all. And then at the top, you get this amazing panorama with Mont Blanc in the distance.
Wow.
Lovely. Loved it. Absolutely loved it, mate. So I'm a big fan.
It's another one of those bits of France, isn't it, that, as we say every time we feature it, another one of those bits of France that does get overlooked somewhat. Because like we said, if you're flying to that part of Europe, chances are you're flying into and then will get sort of pulled in by Geneva, and you won't actually sort of spend much attention the other side of the border and doing all of the things that you've talked about, going on zip wires and climbing steps to forts and presumably eating some incredibly nice cheese.
Oh, now you're talking, eh? They do this their own cheese here, which is it's called Bleu de Gex, which is just fantastic. It's an AOP, so it's appellation protected. No one else can produce it, and it's a bit like Stilton, but much creamier. And I had this lovely guy Nicholas gave me some cheese tasting here, and. He sort of we talk cheese for about an hour afterwards. You know, it's like this ridiculous discussion about all the cheeses you can have, and he's obviously a complete cheese geek, and he lives and breathes this Bleu de Gex. It's absolutely beautiful. So that's absolutely wonderful. And yeah, they've got raclette, you know, melted cheese, fondue. Wow. They call fondue trois fromage. You can't beat it, mate. Honestly, it's cheese heaven. Absolutely.
And sure. It's safe to say you fancy going along here. There'll be some nice wine as well, and you fly in. I mean, most of the carriers. I mean, still even now, don't they? Most of the carriers will go into Geneva. It's actually pretty easy to get to.
Yeah, and even the low cost carriers go here. Yeah, so it's great. And you know, if you really want to visit Switzerland, I think it's great. You come here, base yourself here, pop across the border, and you're in Switzerland, and pop back, and you know. You could save yourself a fortune, but at least you're in Switzerland and walk around and come back again.
Exactly.
And pop in and out. So it's easy, easy peasy.
Excellent. So and a shame that you missed the festival that you were really aiming at, but you know, you've had a nice trip anyway. You'll get an article or two out of this, I'm sure.
Time. It's child friendly. Yeah. They're a bunch of really lovely people. And what I call authentic French, you know, farmers, mountain people, it's just a lovely lifestyle, you know, lovely lifestyle, very simple food, but very delicious. So I love it.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much, Andy. Another trip I'm very, very jealous about. You enjoy the good temperatures while they carry on. When are you back? Are you coming back a couple of days?
Yeah, I'm coming back tomorrow night. Thank you. And tomorrow night on the way back. So catch up with you next week, if that's all right.
That is good news for us. We'll talk to you then, my friend. Take care.
All right, buddy. See you.
There he goes. Loaded down with raclette and nice blue cheese. I don't think I could eat the blue cheese and still climb the mountain pass. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do that. There it is. Another option, another place on the to-do list. Courtesy of Mr. Andy Marsak. He'll return next week with another mystery afoot for us.